Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
Okay, let's get into the Allison thing here. I know it's a little bit later than we normally talk about Allison and her whole problem that she's been having at work and with her best friend. So if you missed this over like the last week, here's about a 90-second recap of everything that we've talked to Allison about.
My best friend, I've set her up with a friend of mine from work, a guy I know from work, about 9 months ago. Mm-hmm. I just found out a week ago that he is cheating on her. I want to tell her. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would tell her, but the problem is he's cheating on my friend with my supervisor from work. They know that I know this guy and my supervisor, they know, because she called me in.
And what did she say?
She told me that if I said anything, that I would lose my job.
He told her that, you know, that I thought that something was going on with her boyfriend and someone at work. So she thinks I'm wrong. Like, she thinks that maybe I'm just, I don't know, making it up, or, you know, just, like, confused.
So she goes to the boyfriend and she says, hey, I hear you're screwing around with somebody at work. Let's just say he comes clean and says, okay, I'm screwing around with whatever your supervisor's name is, Angie. This is all going to get back to Angie. You're going to lose your job anyway, so I don't really know what was accomplished.
So when I got in on Wednesday morning, they terminated me.
They fired you.
They fired me.
Have you called Allison since yesterday? I'm sorry, Allison. Did you call your best friend since you got fired yesterday?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so that's where we kind of left things off. Mm-hmm. I mean, we gave her the advice to go to HR, but she doesn't take that advice, and she ends up getting the axe.
Right.
So now she's lost her job, and she's lost her best friend.
And even after she lost her job, and we talked to her after that, she still had no motivation to do anything to try to get her job back.
Right. Just kind of rolling over, you know, and just kind of letting life dictate where she's going.
Well, she never told anybody the whole story. She never told her best friend the whole story of what happened. She only told her that her boyfriend was cheating, but not with who, not with the supervisor, not that her job was in jeopardy. So she didn't even confess the whole story to her best friend. Then she didn't tell HR any of the story. She just sat there like a wimpy sitting duck.
So we really kind of established here that, I mean, it, as harsh as it sounded, she's really kind of spineless, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think I gave her the advice to seek some professional help. Mm-hmm. I mean, you really need some help here because everybody's just rolling over you. And I think Melissa was a little bit more harsh than that, even.
Yeah, I told her that I was more impatient. I'm like, you're 30 years old. And there's a lot of people that have, you know, insecurities, and a lot of people that have issues with defending themselves and having to push through that and whatever. You're 30, you know, grow up and do something. And yeah, and so I was not as patient with her as you were.
So a few days ago, she walks away from us kind of with her tail between her legs, and we think that the whole thing is over. Well, her sister, Rachel, feels the need to call us yesterday and defend her sister, Allison, because, of course, Allison can't do it herself. Allison's sister, and keep in mind, Allison is not her real name. I'm not even sure if this is her sister's real name, but we're going to call her Rachel. Hey, Rachel.
Hey.
Hi. Is that your real name?
Yeah, that's my real name.
Okay. So you're Allison's sister.
Yes, I'm the girl's sister.
Okay, why are you calling today and Allison?
I'm calling because I have a bone to pick with all of you. Okay. Let me start by asking you a question. If somebody called into a radio station for advice, clearly they're a person who really needs some help. Now, do you think that you should give someone advice and then beat them up for having trouble following that advice, or furthermore, giving them poor advice, like getting somebody fired? How inappropriate is that?
Well, we didn't get her fired.
Don't you feel at all responsible
No.
for helping this poor girl lose her job?
No.
No?
We did not know.
Said, she obviously has self-esteem issues and she needs some help. And so you helped her lose her job.
No, Rachel, no.
Her lose her job,
no, we did not.
Beat her up.
No, we did not help her lose her job. Did you hear all the conversations we had with her?
Yes. I was in Asia on a business trip.
Well, of course you didn't hear, because that's why you don't know what's going on.
If I had been here, she would never have called you. She would have come right to me
for
advice.
No, Rachel.
I am horrified about what's happened.
Rachel, well, you didn't hear. Well, of course you didn't hear what happened. We did not help her lose her job.
She has nowhere to go. She's going to have to leave the city and her family, and clearly is not capable of being on her own.
Well,
you
Rachel,
all should feel guilty, you should feel horrible, and you should just feel terrible.
No, we shouldn't.
No, we don't.
Yes,
she couldn't even tell.
No, Rachel, hush.
Rachel, hush. Rachel, she couldn't even tell her best friend the whole situation. All she told her best friend was that her boyfriend was cheating on her, but
that's
she couldn't even explain the whole situation to her best friend.
By the way, did you even find out what her relationship was like with this best friend? This is a supposed best friend who is, you know, all over her when she needs help, but when my sister needs help, nowhere to be found.
Well, why is that our problem?
Find out about that?
Well, it would be your sister's.
You should have asked.
It would be your sister's responsibility to tell us that.
Handing out advice to people you don't know.
No, you know what I understand? This is
a radio station.
This is a family trait. Rachel, I understand this is a family trait, blaming everybody but yourselves for your situations, okay?
So
I understand where she's getting this from because you do that. Of course you do, because it's not her responsibility. It's everybody else's. The best friend friend because it's
this one happens to be yours.
No, it is not, Rachel.
I don't have a full story.
Can you stop talking just for a second so we can explain?
I have a job.
Okay, fine.
I'm going to have to find a new job.
Of course not. Oh, poor Allison.
She doesn't have a job because you gave her poor advice.
You don't even know what advice we gave her.
Not tell this girl.
You were in Asia. You don't even know what advice we gave her.
Take care of yourself.
When Allison called up, we told her the same thing we tell everybody that calls us up. Is like, we are not psychologists, but what we can do is we would give you advice as though you are our best friend. So that's exactly what we did with her. And your sister is weak. And your sister is weak and weak and weak. She's been weak with her best friend. And that's what we told her.
She
we even told her to get
advice, Rachel. She did not follow our advice, so you can't blame us, Rachel.
She might not be able to stand up and do that.
Oh my gosh, shut up.
You should have taken that into account. You picked right up on that, didn't you?
We
and
told
she went
her.
Ahead and said, go
oh
do
my
this
gosh,
this.
Shut up.
No,
because no, you're, no, Rachel.
Keep your mouth shut. Keep
no,
your
you shut up, because the thing is, she didn't follow our advice. That's why she lost her job. If she had followed our advice, she would still have a freaking job.
Doubtful.
What do you know?
I don't
you're
think
sterile.
That going. The boss has control over human resources, not my sister.
That's not true. That's why there's a human resources.
Blame everybody else.
Interview with them, and they knew everything.
I can't believe
everybody else.
I can't believe y'all came from the same family.
I can believe because they, I mean,
yeah, that's true.
Well, they're blaming her. She blames everybody else just like her sister.
Rachel, how many times have you had to defend Allison?
I don't usually have to defend Allison. Allison usually comes to me for advice.
No, Alice, I think that Allison probably comes to you to settle her problems. She doesn't come to you for advice. That's
what
I'm guessing.
Okay, fine. But you know what? She needs that. She's very dependent. She has a lot of problems.
You're not doing her any favors by doing that, by the way.
We love her, and we try to take care of her, and we do what we can for her.
And that's why she's the way she is, because you keep taking care of things for her.
So really,
you know what?
She gets plenty of help on the outside, and it's something she's been working on for years.
Well, don't you think instead of putting the responsibility on us that she lost her job, maybe it's the way you and your family coddle her that she can't stick up for herself?
You do not know what our family dynamic is.
You just told me.
A 5-minute radio conversation.
You just told me that you guys protect her.
You don't know her history. You don't know her background. You don't know what her struggles have been.
And you didn't hear our conversation.
No business saying anything like that.
And that's why we told her to get professional help.
And she has some serious problems. And you should not attack my family or her based on that.
And you're taking
a very long way.
And you know what, Rachel? You're attacking us for a conversation you didn't even hear. And you're not hearing now because we're having a conversation you're not even listening to. But you didn't hear our conversation with Allison to begin with. So you're attacking us for something we didn't do.
You helped her lose her job.
No, we did not. She did not follow our advice. Rachel, we tried to help her save her job, and she didn't listen to it.
She followed your advice to a T, but what she did follow was detrimental.
She didn't follow anything. She didn't follow anything, Rachel. Nothing. She didn't follow anything we told her to do.
Well, you should feel guilty, and you should take caution when you give radio listener advice.
Melissa usually says, look, I appreciate your opinion, but shut up. Not you didn't even get that. No. Hey, Stephanie, you're on All the Hits Q100. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. She is enabling her behavior, and the reason she is like that, whatever her name is because her family keeps putting her down, and she says she comes to her for advice. I completely agree with you guys on that. She comes to her to fix her problem. She wasn't there, so she called you guys, which is the next best thing, by the way. You guys give excellent advice.
No, we don't.
It's not your fault that she lost her job. It is her fault. She should have went to Human Resources, and I hear Walmart's hiring, so she shouldn't be able to leave the city.
Oh, hi. Hi there. That was an insult. You're sterile, and you're on welfare.
Good morning. Hey, CJ.
Obviously, the world is against their entire family, so I'm going to do something very nice for them today.
All right.
I'm going to email the producers at the Dr. Phil show and so that they are the next Dr. Phil family.
There you go.
And that way, I mean, they can get the real help that that those loon bags actually deserve.
Rachel, everybody's calling up saying the same thing. You and your family can't protect your sister is 30 years old now. She's 30 years old.
You ever had anybody in your family with a history of psychological problems?
I may be that person.
Well, then you should be more sensitive to that.
That's why I told her to get some professional advice.
Gah!
Maybe she's been getting professional advice her entire life.
Maybe you should leave her alone, man. Let her grow up.
Before you pass judgment on people like that, you really should get the whole
thing. We didn't pass judgment. We gave her advice. She called up for it.
You passed judgment by calling her weak and by calling her other things.
That's she is weak.
Leave her up after not liking what she said and what happened.
Gosh. Shannon, you're on All the Hits Q100.
That lady has lost her mind. If she is the one counseling and helping her sister, I cannot even imagine why her sister's so messed up. If she has the nerve to call the radio station and yell at them for something that you guys are just trying to help her sister do, that is outrageous. She's the one who needs help.
Rachel, instead of protecting your sister, seriously, why don't you guys all get help together?
You know, you have no business saying that.
I'm serious.
You know what? You don't know what goes on in my family.
No, I don't.
So you guys should be more cautious about the advice you give. Like, the girl just said 2 call-ins ago something about how she should have seen somebody for help so they could have told her to keep her mouth shut. Well, you guys should have told my sister to keep her mouth shut.
By the time she had gotten
to
us...
She would have a job. I wouldn't be here. None of this would have happened.
Okay, so your advice to your sister would have been, look, don't say anything to the supervisor. Don't say anything to the best friend. Just let it work itself out?
Exactly.
Well, what would happen?
You don't understand the characterization of the relationship between my sister and this supposed best friend. Best friends. They're not even good friends.
Rachel, I'm curious.
If you had found that out, I bet you would have said, keep your mouth shut.
Rachel, I'm curious. I want to hear all the advice that we gave your sister. I want you to tell us what we told your sister.
You told her that if she tells her best friend, then she should go to Human Resources and basically nip it in the bud before the boss gets there, anybody else finds out.
Correct. And what did she do?
She tells her best friend, and then she goes into work, and she freaks out. She has anxiety problems. I mean, it's amazing that the girl gets out of bed and can go to work in the morning.
Oh, God.
I mean, it's awful.
See,
and it's a horrible thing that she's battled with for years and years and years.
Well, Rachel, I think what you're doing right now is...
Now she's, you know, taken 8 steps back.
Well, I think what you're doing right now is taking out your frustrations about your sister not being able to take responsibility for herself, and those frustrations you've had your whole life, and you're taking them out on us instead of on her.
I'm not taking them out on you.
Yes, you are.
You should be more responsible when you give people advice.
Oh, we gave her good advice.
You're just mad.
Find out the whole story, and if you can't do that, you shouldn't be giving people life advice.
You're just mad that your sister can't stand up for herself and that your sister is a big old wimp and you're mad about it and you're taking it out on us, which is just some displaced anger, honey. You need to see a therapist too.
No.
I agree with
you. You are incorrect.
I agree with Rachel.
Of course you do.
I think we gave her sister some bad advice. I think we should have just sat calmly, and I think, you know, I think with Rachel, I think we should take time and listen to her because I think she's making a lot of valid points, and Melissa keeps interrupting and is very rude, and I apologize, Rachel, on behalf of Melissa. She's a barrenless waste of a woman, and I apologize.
I'm sure she's not, and I can tell, I mean, obviously all of you are bright enough that you picked up on the fact
don't judge
that
us.
My sister has trouble standing up for herself.
You take that back.
And in light of
We're not bright.
I think that you should have given her different advice.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, man. Rachel, your sister called in and asked these nice people for advice, and they just did the best that they could to help her out. Obviously, she didn't take the advice that was given, and she went on and did some more crazy stuff. And you guys are just going to coddle her and act as if it's nobody's fault, but that it's everybody's fault but hers. And this is absolutely insane.
All right, Rachel. So I just want you to know you have been heard, okay? Give 10 seconds. Say what you want to say.
I hope I've been heard, and I hope that you don't do this to people in the future. I hope you think a little harder before you start throwing advice around. I really do.
That all?
You should realize the impact that you have on people. And you should really keep that in mind when you're telling them to do things. People listen to you. They hear you on the radio.
Allison didn't.
They think you're incredibly important. They really do. And you should really think about how you're affecting people.
We are really incredibly
Rachel,
important.
Rachel, you have really given me something to chew on. Thank you.
Ew.
Appreciate it. Well, you've been heard.
You're being chewed on now. Whatever. Enjoy that. Bert's chewing on Rachel.
Rachel?
Yes.
That's it, right?
Yes.
You just wanted to be heard, correct?
Yes, I wanted to be heard. I want people to realize that just because you're on the radio, you're not perfect.
Yes, we are.
Is that it?
That's it.
Okay. Thank you. You've been heard.
The Bert Show. Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.